The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. Prime Minister Narendra Modi unveiled his first budget since being re-elected to a second term in May. Calling it the Green Budget, Modi says the plan will revive growth and create a $5 trillion economy. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
In the past 5 years, our government has worked for the upliftment of the poor, farmers, Dalits, underprivileged, and has taken several steps to empower them. In the next 5 years, the same empowerment will make them the powerhouse of our country's development.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says that a heavy focus will be placed on infrastructure development, creating liquidity in India's banking sector, and reducing pollution. The plan aims to create 20 million new houses by 2022 and give all rural houses drinking water by 2024. Sitharaman also said India's public sector banks would be injected with $10.2 billion to tackle bad loans. Prime Minister Modi, who has faced sharp criticism for failing to create jobs, says that the new budget plan will create growth in the environmental, electric mobility, and solar sectors. Japan has imposed new restrictions on exports that could hit South Korea's tech industry. South Korea's top chip-making companies like Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix typically rely on three materials that come from Japan. Now Japan is requiring exporters to get permission each time they want to ship, which takes around 90 days. South Korean President Moon Jae-in urged Japan to reconsider.
I urge Japan to withdraw its measures and for the two countries to have a sincere consultation.
South Korean chip makers currently rely on Japan for most of the semiconductor materials, but the country is now seeking to buy more of the materials from countries like Taiwan or China. South Korea is also considering its own countermeasures.
The vicious cycle of actions and counteractions is not desirable at all for both countries. However, our government cannot rule out countermeasures if the Japanese action inflicts damage on South Korean companies.
South Korea plans to file a complaint with the World Trade Organization over Japan's restrictions. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.